Inside a classroom at Lafayette High School, international students were learning to speak English.
We've got French. Can I have French?
They come from many parts of the world, including the Congo, Burma, Somalia, Asia, and Russia. 40% are refugees who have little or no formal education. 70% of the students at the school don't speak English.
It's hard to learn English, but I learned it because I'm a hard worker.
Zarifa is a 10th grader from Moscow. Imagine trying to take a test under the new Common Core learning standards when you're still trying to learn English. She said she understands the material, but in the translation of test-taking, it's difficult.
Some words is hard to know what the definition of that word means.
But as you speak with the international students, you quickly realize the depth of their language skills. Some speak up to three different languages, adding English as their fourth. Lafayette is considered a failing school because of low graduation rates. In 2013, just 23% of the students graduated.
We have an incredible dropout rate, and that affects our graduation rate.
Lafayette High School principal Naomi Suri arrived 3 years ago. At that time, some students were arriving at the school at the age of 19 and placed as freshmen. Because of their age, many needed to earn money. They opted to go to work and dropped out.
So that is a huge influence, and we've seen that trend in the data. Statistically, students who come in, that came in freshman year when I was here, they are no longer here. It's a huge percentage of that.
But now the school is targeting issues to keep students in the classroom.
We have reading specialists now for the first time ever at the high school level. We need wellness in our community. And that means that doing the right thing for students who have different proficiency levels, who come in from refugee camps, who may not even have held a pencil before or even seen print, either in their own language or any language, it's a difficult process, and it kind of dehumanizes that person.
Principal Suri says her school is in desperate need of resources and support to customize learning for students. The school is planning to present to the school board a new program designed to include English immersion. Last Friday, State Assemblyman Sean Ryan visited the school. He urged lawmakers in Albany to approve education aid that would provide more funding for schools with high populations of non-English-speaking students, noting international students are struggling with Common Core testing.
Right now, State Ed only provides translated copies of the test in English and in Spanish. So how is that helping us with our various Burmese dialects? How is that helping us with the kids who speak Swahili? How is that helping us with the kids who speak many different African dialects?
Ryan says for a school like Lafayette, Common Core guarantees it will fail. He says results don't reflect what's happening in the classroom. The Assemblyman is calling on the state Senate to approve a bill that would delay Common Core for 2 years. The State Education Department requires foreign students that have been in the U.S. for more than a year to take the English Language Arts exam in English. At a Buffalo Common Core forum held in December, State Education Commissioner John King stated it remains a challenge to assess English language learners.
The Regents recently adopted a budget request to the legislature that would allow us to, for the first time, offer native language arts exams, so that a student who has recently arrived in the United States for their first couple of years in the United States would be able to take a literacy assessment in their native language, which will give us the opportunity to emphasize the development of that native language and support eventually of their English language acquisition.
We can't possibly get translators for every single language that walks through our door.
Helping students to learn English is ESL coordinator at Lafayette, Jessica Gilmartin. One of her goals is to make sure students don't fall behind.
We have a group of about 8 to 10 kids who come in before school to get tutoring, and it was a contract that they signed with their parents and the school that they would come in every morning to get tutoring so that they can be in the 8th grade moving forward so that they can come to high school next year.
Several of the students lined up to talk into our microphone about attending school in America.
My name is Samuel.
What country are you from?
Eritrea.
What grade are you in at school?
8th grade.
Is it difficult to take a test and learn when you're learning a language or learning English? Do you have problems when you take a test?
I just read the questions and then try my best.
Your name?
Ekpale.
And what grade are you in?
8th.
What country are you from?
Thailand.
Now, when you take a test and you're learning, is it difficult to translate the material?
Yes. Some of the words I do not understand.
But you understand in your head what's happening. You just have trouble translating it sometimes.
Yeah. My name is Desid. I speak Korean. I'm from Thailand.
What's your favorite subject?
ESL.
13-year-old Aiden is a 7th grader who came from Somalia. He won an award for writing an essay about Mohammed Gandhi. Aiden was inspired by Gandhi's work for peace.
That he didn't start violence. He didn't have, like, he didn't do war. So I just write posters. Like, I tell my friends to tell their other friends and families.
Assemblyman Ryan recently spoke with Board of Regents Chancellor Merrill Tisch to explain the reality of what's happening inside Lafayette. Tisch has agreed to visit the school this spring to see and hear directly from the students. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
We have Nepali in here. Can we have hello in Nepali?
Namaste.
We've got French. Can I have French?